but she didn't give in until he sank his fingers deep inside her. The moment he did, she screamed out in release as her body burst into ribbons of ecstasy. Jericho smiled at the sound of her orgasm. Finally, it was time for what he wanted most. Her body was still convulsing as he lay over her and slid himself inside. Delphine gasped at the sudden fullness inside her body, at the sensation of Jericho full and hard. Never in her life had she imagined just how good this would feel. And when he slowly began to rock himself against her, she honestly thought she'd die from the bliss. He held himself up on one arm to look down at her.
"Are you all right?"
She wrapped her legs around his, drawing him in even deeper.
"Absolutely. I couldn't be more so."
His smile made her heart flutter. She cupped his scarred cheek, staring into his dual-colored eyes as she watched the pleasure play across his face. He drove himself deep inside her, then paused. Gathering her in his arms, he rolled, putting her on top of him. She gasped as he lifted his hips.
"Ride me, Delphine. I want to see you take your pleasure from me."
Unsure, she was timid at first, afraid she might somehow harm him. But as she moved and he growled tenderly, she grew more bold. Honestly, she loved being able to look down at him to see the way the muscles of his abdomen moved. His gaze locked with hers. He reached down between their bodies to where they were joined. She had no idea what he intended to do until his fingers stroked her cleft. The moment he touched her, she jumped in pleasure.
"Oh, my goodness!"
He smiled again.
"Like that, do you?"
Unable to speak, she nodded. Jericho laughed as he stroked her in time to her thrusts. He loved the sight of her biting her lip as she quickened her strokes. He wanted to come so badly he could taste it, but he didn't want this to end. He wanted to stay inside her forever. Why did sex have to be so short? He ground his teeth, trying to stave off his climax. But as she found her own release while he was inside her, he was lost to it. Throwing his head back, he roared with the ferocity of his orgasm.
"Damn!" He drove himself as deep as he could while his body exploded with pleasure. Oh, yeah, she was worth hell and then some. And he'd sell his soul to the lowest bidder if he could stay here with her like this for eternity. Damn you, Zeus. But he had made his bed, and he would lie in it. For Delphine. He could never lose sight of why he had made this pact. It was for her and her alone. She had been right all along. Sometimes people did do things for others without expecting anything in return. Love was real, and he felt it with every part of him. All he needed was to know she was happy, and it was enough for him.
"I am the worst sort of fool."
But even with his conscience yelling at him, he couldn't regret what he had done. This was exactly what she had tried to explain to him, and it was only by experiencing it that he finally understood. His mother was wrong. Hatred wasn't the strongest emotion. What he felt for Delphine gave him more courage and more determination than all the hatred that had corrupted him. This was the reason to live. Not for revenge, and definitely not for hatred. He lived for her love. Sighing, Delphine sank down over him. She laid her head against his chest so that she could hear his heart beating as her body settled down. His arms held her close, making her feel protected, and as far-fetched as it was, loved. She knew better than to hope for that where he was concerned. He thought of love as a weakness to be spurned. If only she could make him understand what she felt for him. But it wasn't meant to be. She could only dream of having Jericho love her the way her parents had loved each other. Even now she remembered the way her mother had wept when her father had died. She had been 13 when he had caught an infection. For weeks he had suffered while her mother did everything she could to heal him. He had left them in the middle of the night. Her mother's anguished screams had awakened her in the morning. It had taken 3 men to pull her mother away from her father's body, and there had been no consoling her. Her mother had only lived 6 months before she had succumbed to an illness herself. At least, that's what they told Delphine. But she had known the truth. Unable to live without her father, her mother had willed herself dead. Nothing Delphine had done had been able to cheer her mother.
"You will find love one day, daughter, and you will understand. I only hope that when it comes for you, you're able to grow old and have decades together."
Those had been the last words her mother had spoken to her. Arik had brought her here 3 days later.